God's work on the third day, Genesis 1:9a. And God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place. In the foregoing, I observed that we do not understand the order of the works of God. Had he therefore asked us our opinion here, we should have advised him to use such an order as to add the sentence now in question to the work of the second day. But God will ever be master of his own order and the ruler of the world. Wherefore, we ought not to be over-curious here. The text plainly declares that God commanded the waters under the heavens to be gathered together unto one place. It does not say as before, verse 7, under the firmament, where it is said, And God divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. The heavens, therefore, according to the phraseology and definition of the Scriptures, are the whole of the higher region and its machinery, together with the entire body of the air and all its spheres. The Hebrew name is derived from the material of which it is composed, namely, from that confused body of water, by the extension or expansion or multiplication of which it was formed. For that first body of unformed water was not so extensive in itself, but was so expanded or spread out by the Word. Just as Christ, according to the record of the Gospel, so multiplied a few loaves by his blessing as to make them suffice for a great multitude of men. What, therefore, we philosophically call the air, with all its spheres, Moses here calls the heavens. But by waters he means the waters of our seas and rivers, which were also formed out of that original unformed mass of water, or out of the dregs or lees of it, as it were, after the heavens had been formed or expanded out of it by the Word. I believe, however, that the nature and power of our water are far inferior to those of the heavenly waters. For our waters are, as I have said, the dregs, as it were, of the higher waters, so that they may be said to have been gathered together not only as to their place or position, but as to their body or substance, because these latter waters are heavier than those of the air or heaven. For we can breathe in the air, but we cannot breathe in the water. And when Moses says that these waters were gathered together unto one place, collectively, he is rather to be understood as speaking in a plural or distributive sense, as if he had said that there were gathered unto various places, and not that the whole body of the waters were gathered unto one place as one ocean, but that they were distributed in various seas and rivers, some higher up, and some lower down, some greater, and some less, etc.